I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
This is Cinema Classics.
I think so.
In another world, we would have had a live presentation at the Gateway Film Center every month on a classic.
We were going to be sharing with audiences a screening of a classic film, The Philadelphia Story.
Oscar winner.
One of the great rom-coms of all time, before they called them rom-coms. Sometimes they called them screwball comedies.
It certainly makes fun of the mainline high class of Philadelphia. Three of the high class actors in America.
I very rarely do you see like just such a powerhouse triumvirate like this of star power.
Oh my God.
Coupled with a script that gives each one of them a dazzling array of memorable lines.
Oh my.
Philadelphia Story is based on a Philip Barry play. There was about a 5 or 6 year run of Katharine Hepburn flops. So many.
Oh, she was
that
poison.
She was labeled box office poison. That one's, you know, Hollywood legend. So she ran off to New York to ground herself back on the stage.
Yep.
And she found this play, The Philadelphia Story. Huge hit. Immediately, Hollywood buys the rights to it. They want to produce it with her. It's going to be her return to the big screen. I feel like we don't have women in this sort of role of power anymore. Or at least not the way it used to be.
Well, we're getting back, don't you think, with Charlize? And
we are, but I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a lot of roles that are as juicy as the ones Katharine Hepburn played, Joan Crawford, Betty Davis. She comes back. She has all this power, right? She says, I have power to choose director and my leads. So she chooses George Cukor, who she's worked with many times before and who's famously a woman's director.
My Fair Lady. Stars Born.
And then she picks Jimmy Stewart, Cary Grant, to star opposite her in this romantic triangle. And it is a dazzling, sparkling, you know, there's a line in the movie about sparkly champagne. Champagne is a heavy mist before my eyes, and whiskey is a slap on the back. And this movie is definitely the champagne mist.
Donald Ogden Stewart, I think, is the writer from the Barry play.
Yeah.
And he got the Oscar. Get these super actors with this super dialogue, and the kind of dialogue I love, which is the screwball type.
Yeah.
They're quickly bantering.
Yes, and almost unapologetically romantic.
Yep, looking at our allegorical films. Very much a commentary on the haves, and yet it is such a salutary view that you can't come away bitter about the people who have. You, in fact, love seeing it.
Right. You know, this is 1940. Many audiences reveled in seeing a kind of lifestyle that they couldn't do. It wasn't a sort of rub your nose in it situation. Yeah. Hepburn is this wealthy socialite divorced from the Cary Grant character, C.K. Dexter Haven.
What a name.
It's perfect. And so she's going to be remarried. And then the press, Jimmy Stewart, he shows up to cover this. He doesn't want to do it, but he falls in love with her, covering her for the society page.
And what an interesting
wedding
character for the photographer, his assistant, Ruth Hussey.
Yeah.
They're all just perfectly cast. That crisp black and white, so characteristic of that time.
And if you can see through the pretty veneer of the goings-on, little sort of skeletons pop up. There's the father's infidelity.
Yes.
That is not sitting well with with Hepburn. There's Uncle Willie's alcoholism. There's alcoholism all over. Everybody's drinking.
Oh my gosh.
Especially there's the intimation that alcoholism might have led to some domestic abuse with C.K. Dexter Haven and Tracy.
The best of them all is the analysis of her own character, Tracy Lord, and deconstructing her place in the world as a privileged child. Looking at that, and even Dad helps her to begin to see that she is a goddess who doesn't want to be a goddess. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful motif in this, carried throughout. She is a better person at the end once she experiences difficulties.
And you hit upon what is a line from this movie that I've never forgotten, and I think often about in moving through my own life. And it's something that Cary Grant says to her. He tells her, you know, you'll never be a first-class human being until you've learned to have some small regard for human frailty. You know, the beauty part of it is it's one of the great films of all time. Turn the lights down, stay up late, and bask in the glow of this beautiful movie.
Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcbe.org.